Lovely as always to be with you again. And I've been encouraged by continuing the study of the Word after that Easter message from last week. And I believe that that word of faith just encourages our hearts. And we are a generation whose lifestyle is faith. And we want to be able to believe in the word of God that's come from our apostle, Brother Jerry. 2024, just briefly, the year for more and more. And I believe that by faith. I believe that everything he has spoken to us and has declared to us as our apostle is going to come to pass. And I believe that because I'm a child of a faith God, and therefore I walk by faith and not by sight. I walk in the Spirit, amen. But I want to continue to look at the flow of faith today. And a couple of weeks ago, we ended up with Noah, and we're just seeing how he had got out of the ark. And we see after Noah and his family came forth from the ark, Noah took some of the clean animals, sacrificed them to the Lord in thanksgiving for a safe voyage. And then seeing this act of obedience on the part of Noah, the Lord determined within himself that he would never destroy all living things on the earth by a flood. He began to make a plan for the restitution of a covenant with man that would go on forever, one that would last during seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night, and as long as the earth remains for us. And it was like that new beginning. And if we look at Genesis chapter 9, but I want to read verses 1 and 20 and 7. And God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. And then in verse 7, and ye be fruitful and multiply, bring forth abundantly in the earth and multiply therein. Again, that terminology sounds familiar, doesn't it? It sounds just like what God had originally said to Adam. God said the same thing to Noah that he said to Adam, because in God's mind, this was the inauguration of a new beginning on the earth. God was expecting Noah to live the kind of faith life he had expected Adam to live. What's more, I believe he was expecting Noah to teach it to his sons so that it would be carried on to succeeding generations. Again, as I've repeated before, because God knew that one day his son Jesus Christ would come, returning to the earth, seeking a lineage of faith. And you and I are part of that image, because he's coming to the earth seeking faith. Who are those who are living their lives by faith? And that is why, and I've been asked about it, why do I say we follow after man? We actually don't follow after man. We follow after a man who's following after Christ, the same as 1 Corinthians 11:1, where Paul encourages us to follow him as he follows after Christ. And that's our thing. We must be a generational faith that is following after that word of faith that is preached by Paul, as he says in the Word. But in Genesis 9, 8 and 9, we go back to Noah, and God spoke to Noah and to his sons with him, saying, and I behold, established my covenant with you and with your seed after you. Notice here how God thinks. He doesn't think in terms of one generation. He thinks in terms of multiple generations. In the Bible, you'll find God speaking in terms of three generations. I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob. I believe that's the reason is this. A lifestyle is adopted by at least three generations of people. There is a strong likelihood that it will be perpetuated. So once that lifestyle is adopted, the likelihood of it continuing is greater. If God can get me to live by faith and my children to live by faith and my children's children to live by faith, it's likely from now on till Jesus comes, the Slack household will be people of faith. God's plan was for Noah and father to and for Noah the, to father and foster faith in his children and his grandchildren so God could preserve a lineage of faith on the earth. Well, Diane and I are first generation Christians. As far as I know, until we got saved, we didn't know anybody who was a Christian. But then we spent 40 years now with our daughters, and they have spent time with their children, and our eldest grandchild is 20. And they have achieved this. We have three generations following after Christ. And that's what the scripture, excuse me, in Genesis 9:12 says. And God said, this is a token of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations. The word that stood out to me in Genesis 9:12 was perpetual. According to the dictionary, there are a number of definitions to this word. It means lasting or enduring forever or for an indefinite long time, continuing indefinitely without interruption, increasing, and constant. If we insert these definitions into this verse, we see that the covenant God is making with Noah is intended to last forever. It is to continue indefinitely, without interruption, unceasing and constant. God wanted every generation after Noah to be made aware of this covenant. If Noah failed to preach it to his sons and his sons failed to preach it to their sons, then the earth would become void of the knowledge of the covenant. And so it was important to preach the terms of the covenant to those of his family who would live after him after he was gone. If God's covenant had been known only to Noah's generation, then after that generation had died out, God would have been forgotten on the earth, wouldn't he? So Noah's obedience in building the ark over a lengthy period of time, in spite of ridicule and opposition, was a great act of faith. Because of his act of obedience, he and his entire family were saved from destruction. But when Jesus returns to earth, he was not coming for those who have performed some great act of faith, but rather those who followed a consistent lifestyle of faith. And that's why we have to delve into the Word of God. And I want to remind you of the three positions of faith that we see in Scripture. Romans 10:8, the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth, and even in thy heart, the word of faith we preach. Romans 3:27. Where is boasting then? Is it excluded by what law of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. And then in 2 Corinthians 4:13, we have in the same spirit of faith according as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. In these passages from the Apostle Paul, again, I want to remind you, there are three positions of faith: the word of faith, the law of faith, and the spirit of faith. The word of faith is the message. The law of faith is the application or the appropriation of the word of faith. And the spirit of faith is the lifestyle of faith. Noah demonstrated a great act of faith. However, his actions after the flood do not reveal a consistent lifestyle of faith. And so that's the reason that Noah wasn't called the father of faith. And that's why we'll see in the coming weeks why Abraham was called that. But I'm looking at what we should do, the lifestyle of faith that we should teach as Noah was instructed by the Lord, like we should teach. We should teach our children and our children's children. Now, in our society today, it is not only the father, but there are single families. There's a varied method that mums and dads and fathers and mothers need to be able to teach the Word of God to their children. We need to instill the Word of God, because it is through the Word of God, the Word of faith, that when Jesus returns, he will find it in our families. So we have an also responsibility from God to choose to teach. And a lot of times people say, oh, I can't teach. Yes, you can. You can take hold of the Word of God and you can teach it to your children and your children's children. The first thing you have to do is to believe by faith that that's what God wants you to do, and then take hold of the Word of God. And by the Spirit of God in you, he will bring out of you that which is required with your children. So I want you to have a good day and remember that. Take the responsibility on to teach your children and their children's children about the Word of God and the lifestyle of faith. Amen. Bless you. Have a wonderful day. I'll catch you next week. Love you lots. Bye.
If you would like to receive free information about becoming a partner with Jerry Savelle, or if you would like to support the outreaches of Jerry Savelle Ministries International, call 617-557-65534 or write to us at P.O. Box 3546, Robina Town Center, Queensland 42300. You can also give online at jerrysavelle.org.